For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural references included on the print version are omitted from this audio version. Women preachers. In light of the biblical role of women in the church, the Apostolic Faith Organization makes no distinction between men and women in the work of the ministry. Godly women who give evidence of the call of God upon their lives and who qualify spiritually are accorded equal rights and privileges as men to labor in the ministry. Miriam, the sister of Moses and Aaron, is described by Scripture as a prophetess. The office of prophet in Old Testament times included all that pertains to the office of a minister in this Christian dispensation, and more also, for the prophet was not only a preacher, teacher, and evangelist, but he also foretold the events of the future under the guidance and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Deborah was a prophetess, and in addition, judged Israel. Huldah is also mentioned as a prophetess. The New Testament also offers numerous examples of women who had positions of leadership in the church. Anna was a prophetess in the beginning of New Testament times, who departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. Philip, the evangelist, had four daughters who were ministers. And there were women present when the Holy Ghost was poured out upon the 120 assembled in the upper room, an outpouring given for the express purpose that those who received it would be witnesses for God in every place where God would send them. The Apostle Peter quoted the prophecy of Joel, stating, "Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." Paul the Apostle states the fundamental truth of the impartiality of God, observing, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus." He took no exception to the ministry of Priscilla, who was associated with her husband Aquila in the work of the ministry, and referred to her as one of his helpers. God is no respecter of persons, and he makes no distinction between men and women. His gifts and callings are bestowed upon both with regards to serving in a ministerial capacity in the work of the Lord. Counsel to ministers. Some will debate whether women should serve in a ministerial or pastoral capacity in the church, pointing to scriptures such as 1 Corinthians 14:34 and 1 Timothy 2:11 and 12 to support their position. In 1 Corinthians 14, Paul was admonishing the Corinthians against disorder and confusion in their worship. Paul's instruction in verse 34 that women were to keep silent in the churches did not mean that women should never speak in worship services. The fact that women did pray and prophesy in public worship is made clear in 1 Corinthians 11:5. Seemingly, however, some of the women who had become Christians in Corinth thought their Christian freedom gave them the right to question the men during a worship service. Obviously, this would cause division and disorder, the very situations Paul was cautioning the church to avoid. Possibly the questions were inappropriate for the church setting. Paul's words were meant to promote unity, not to be a declaration about the role of women in the church. In 1 Timothy 2, the word silence in verse 11 is the same word that is translated as peaceable in verse 2. Paul was not implying that women were not to speak in the church, as he acknowledged and greeted women who were involved in church affairs numerous times in the book of Acts and Romans. In the Jewish culture of that day, women were not permitted to study. So Paul's instruction that women were to learn was actually presenting them with a new opportunity. However, their participation was to be done in a spirit of subjection, which means to rank under. They were not to create confusion in a church service by interrupting, nor were they to teach, because as yet they did not have enough knowledge or experience to do so. In verses 13 and 14, Paul pointed to the precedent for order and chain of command that God established within the household. He referred to the order in which Adam and Eve were created. Just as Eve was first led astray, some of the women in Ephesus were following false teachers. Paul wanted Timothy to rectify this situation.